New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning, Tyler.
Hello.
New day, new hair, new you.
Oh my God. Who dis?
Looks really good.
It's fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, you've gotten like a short... What do you even call that cut? Guys don't know haircut names.
She got the chop.
Right.
That's what it is.
The chop?
The chop.
So you've had it, the chop.
Yep.
And you've also had it like... That fresh colour looking in there.
Yeah, fresh blonde.
It's almost like, the front is almost a silveriness to it.
It's like Cruella de Vil vibes at the front.
Where are your Dalmatians hidden?
I won't tell you. I'll just show up in a spotted jacket one day.
Now, we do have to talk about the price because you're like, I'm so broke this morning.
If anyone would like to donate to me, I will start a GoFundMe to kind of replenish the bank after the visit to the hairdressers yesterday, upwards of $350, I'll say.
Can you say the price?
Upwards of $350.
Is it
almost $400?
So say what, $390?
Yeah.
Okay, I got something for you here.
Yeah.
Right. Vietjet. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a new airline launching in Australia.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Right. You can fly from Sydney to Ho Chi Minh City.
$400.
For $336.
That is less than what my hair cost
now,
me.
And I've just Googled the average price of a haircut and colour for women in Vietnam.
Yeah.
The full foils, which is what you got, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a haircut was $30.
Oh, so I could go all the way to Ho Chi Minh City, get a haircut.
Yeah.
Cut and colour.
And it'd be cost you less.
Oh.
And still have money for a banh mi afterwards. Maybe a Chang beer while you're there.
Oh, my God, I nearly swore. Yeah, it really hurt. When I looked at the bank last night, I was like, we might not be eating dinner for the rest of the week.
It's all right. You don't need food.
I look good. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. You can dine out on your looks.
Yep.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. I love the hair. I didn't notice. I never notice anyone's hair.
Nah, it's all good. It's early in the morning, Jess.
Hopeless.
You guys didn't notice my haircut either.
Nah.
Yes, because you didn't have one. happy Friday, everyone. We will be catching up with Jess in a few minutes to chat all the local news stuff.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, Jess. Now, I believe that a couple of plumbers are working on some water pipe out at Muswellbrook, is it?
If only it were that simple. Crevo. So more promises. The election is now like just over a week away. So the coalition says if they are elected, they'll give Muswellbrook Shire Council the rest of the money they need for a pipeline between Denman to Sandy Hollow. Sandy Hollow has for years had pretty crap water supply. Like, to do anything is terrible. They're trying to get more people to move to places like that, and businesses struggle to start up there as well because the water supply is so dodgy. So
what does that even mean? Like, is it just some bloke with a hose?
It's very salty.
Oh.
What
yeah.
Like, they've just...
Why?
Is it just...
It's just crap supply.
Like a salty pipe?
Well, it's more like where the water is coming from is not a very good source. So
right.
This pipeline would direct the water from Denman out to Sandy Hollow, which comes from Lake Glenbourne. So it'll mean that people will be able to start up businesses that they haven't been able to in the past and things like that.
And access to clean water.
Yeah, exactly. Basic human need.
Yeah, you got the good lake water.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, that's good.
It's definitely something that I feel like the people of Sandy Hollow need.
They're probably keen, yeah.
They're probably keen. moving forward, Jess, also big game tonight. AOB has given Dane Gagai the job of leading the pack tonight.
Yeah, so Dane Gagai is going to captain the side. Tonight is his 150th game in the red and blue as well, so a very special one for him. And Jackson Hastings is going to co-captain, of course. Both Kalen Ponga and Jaden Brayley are both off due to concussion.
Do we know for how long?
No, so AOB yesterday said that he doesn't expect to know before the weekend, hopefully early next week. There'll be some answers, particularly on KP. That head knock was pretty bad that he got last week, and it's his 7th in 10 months, I think, were the stats. So there is a little bit of concern there. There's speculation that perhaps he shouldn't be in the position that he's in. This was the first head knock that he's had in the forward pack, that perhaps he shouldn't have that position because maybe it does put him more at risk of being in situations where he is going to tackle or someone's going to tackle him and he is going to suffer a head knock like he did last weekend.
So does that mean maybe potentially back to fullback?
Potentially.
They put him in for an X-ray or something, wouldn't they, when something like that happens?
Oh, there's a ton of protocols that they have to go through.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, big game tonight.
Certainly is. We'll see how they go.
Oh, nervous.
Yeah, I can see it. Look at you biting your fingernails and stuff.
I know. I actually am.
And Tyler, a Newcastle man, says, this is a quote, "I haven't slept more than a few minutes here since discovering he'd bagged an incredible $1.8 million in the lottery." So this is just earlier in the week he found out. And they've just finally caught up with him for a chat, right? Because it was like, there was a 3 Division 1 winners and he was one of them. 1.8 milli scored.
From the Hunter.
Yep.
Jesus. Must be nice.
I know. And he said, they caught up with him. Like, "Oh, how are you feeling?" Whatever. He goes, "Oh, mate, this is amazing. I won't be knocking back this win."
You'd be mad too.
Yeah. Not enough money. I'm knocking that back. And then he said,
"Not enough. 1.8 is not enough."
"I haven't slept all that much since I discovered the win. Wonder what's keeping him up."
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Probably the adrenaline. Let's just say that. And then he said, "To be honest, I wasn't expecting to win. I was expecting to win a lot less than I have."
1.8 milli.
Imagine that when that drops into your account, how you feel.
Oh, my God. I remember once getting given a scratchy, and it was one of those dodgy ones.
Yeah.
Said that we'd won $25,000.
Yeah.
We were so dumb enough to take it to the news agent and go, "Can we just get that checked? We think we've won a lot of money." And they were like, "That's fake." And that's oh, my God.
Because they often say fake on them, don't they, on the back or something?
Yeah, if you've read it on the back, it's like, "You should take this to the tooth fairy and they'll give you the money." But the feeling in that tiny moment where it's like, "Oh, my God, I've got a large sum of money coming my way. Oh, it feels good."
And then they asked him about, like, "Oh, what are you going to spend it on?" He goes, "I've got a car, but I might go and get 2 more. Who knows?
Treat yourself."
2 more.
The Lotto Fairy Godmother has struck twice in the Hunter this week, Crevo. Another woman winning $231,000 on Lotto Strike on Wednesday night.
I'll tell you what, it might be a bit of luck, like, hanging around the Hunter, because this one was sold at the Green Hills News Agency.
Oh, I don't know where this one was sold. Let me check.
That's all right. That's all right.
She did say, though, that usually she's very regimented with her choice in numbers.
Yeah.
She always said that she always chose the same numbers and it always had something to do with the family members or their birthday or whatever.
Right. Lucky numbers.
This time, though, she said she went completely random and she won.
This was a random too, so who knows? It might just, like I said, there might just be a bit of extra luck hanging around the Hunter.
Yep.
Gamble responsibly.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us.
Happy Feel Good Friday.
Oh, and doesn't it feel good?
Oh, it does.
I woke up this morning and went, yes, Friday.
Thank God, because I feel like this week is dragged. Has it for you too?
No, I've been enjoying it.
Do you know what I do?
Yeah.
Every time my alarm goes off, because we've got to be here at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Every time my alarm goes off, say, for example, on a Monday, I'm like, 4 more alarms.
Oh, Tuesday, God.
3
Is that fun?
More alarms. I do it every day.
Do you?
So then on a Friday, I'm like, no more alarms.
0. That's right.
No
hey,
more alarms, baby.
Up next, we are, of course, I guess, replaying yesterday's debate as to which is the better spoon.
Oh, for God's sake. Big debate in my household last night, Crevo. The Waratah Manor was not
a peaceful
place to be last night.
Well, I thought I heard shouting in Mayfield and I was wondering, that sounds a bit like Tyler. Surely not, though.
It's coming from the Waratah direction.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
It was.
It was me. All because Marcus decided to give me some lunch in a bowl with a teaspoon, like I'm his child.
You say that so insultingly, but you just
I was insulted when I was handed a tiny little crappy spoon.
The smaller spoon is a better size. I don't understand how you don't understand that.
Does Newcastle think a superior spoon is the big spoon? Well, the little spoon is what we are asking on 4967-4105. Let's go to Liz up first in Thornton. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
I totally disagree with Crevo.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, totally. I think the teaspoon is strictly just for it, cup or a mug or something for your coffee.
That's enough from you.
It's not
that's
practical. Did you just hang up on Liz?
Yeah, about enough.
That is aggressive from you because you've been told that you're wrong.
Don't like it.
All right, let's go to Isaac next in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, Crevo, buddy.
How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Just saying, I'm with you.
Oh, of course you are.
Thank God.
Do you ever just get a party pie and pretend you're a giant?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake. Actual children. Grow up. Like I said, you're both men with mortgages. Stop acting like children.
What about when you do, if you're feeling, you know, a bit kiddish and you make yourself some fairy bread to start with while your party pies are heating up?
Yeah.
And then when you finish your party pies, you want a bit of dessert, so you grab a yoga and eat it with a teaspoon.
Shut up.
Thank
if there's someone
you.
That you need to hang
Common
up on,
sense.
It's that absolute Muppet.
That's absolutely correct.
Whatever.
Well done. I'm glad to get some common sense around here. Hello, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. Now tell us, big spoon or little spoon, what do you prefer?
Little spoon, teaspoons all the way.
Yes,
God's sake, grow
correct.
Up.
Correct, well done.
Let's settle this once and for all with Brad in Jules. Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Big spoon or little spoon?
For me, big spoon.
Yes.
Even my 10-year-old daughter eats with a big spoon.
See, that's because your 10-year-old
my
daughter
6-year-old
is...
6-year-old eats with a little spoon.
Yeah, because that's her 6.
I'm
that's because
you're
a
6-year-old. I eat with a big spoon.
Yeah, because we are mature adults. Thank you very much.
Correct.
That's
yeah,
it.
Totally.
Thanks, Brad. Let's wrap up the show because there's nothing more to discuss here.
You know what? Brad's 6-year-old is actually the genius of that household. That's all I'm saying. Well,
they're impractical anyway. I think Newcastle said it, big spoons win.
What are you talking about? Isaac was little spoon. Jasmine was little spoon.
No, it doesn't matter. They don't matter. Those people don't matter.
We still
have children.
It's split down.
Children matter, I will say.
Do you hate children?
No, I don't.
That's what I take from this.
I'm just saying big spoons matter. It's a superior big spoon. Anyway.
Tyler has made an outrageous claim. That you can stack draw twos on top of each other when you're playing Uno?
You
ridiculous.
Can, but we need the advice of Novocastrians to get to the bottom of this, to settle this once and for all, because you totally can.
The official Uno company or Uno company has said you cannot. And it's like you don't even care about the law.
No, I don't.
Do you hate the law, is it? And police?
I don't care about the law when it comes to winning.
And you know what?
Get that off the record.
That says it right there. Let's go to the phones, though, and let Novocastrians decide.
Let's go to Gabby up first. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what are your thoughts on this, Gabby? Can you stack a draw two on another draw two in Uno?
Absolutely.
Yes. See, Crevo?
Do you not follow any rules ever, Gabby? Are you just wild like that?
Yeah, I just live this sort of life of chaos, just roaming around. we've always played that you could stack it. And you know what? It's cumulative. So whoever the poor person at the end who can't stack a draw two, they cop it all.
Yep. And that's the way that Uno should be. It needs to have a bit of spite in it, right?
Yes.
But do you not feel like the people that created the game, this great game that we all know and love, deserve a bit more respect? Like, they worked out all the numbers. They spent years, like, figuring out what should be stacked on top of what to make the game fair. Do you not worry about that, Gabby?
No.
Obviously not.
Nah, and the other thing is, too, Crevo, they're rich. Do they really care what's going down in my living room and your living room when we're playing Uno?
The rules are the rules.
Oh, for God's
sake. It's as if you hate all kinds of rules and laws.
Jesus.
Simone is up next in Maitland. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Are you Team Tyler, Team Crevo?
I'm sorry, Crevo. I'm Team Tyler.
Yes.
However, I'm going to throw a spin. You can't change a colour with a different colour draw too.
Oh, that's a whole different variation. So you're saying, like, blue draw two only on top of blue?
Yep, because you can only change the colour with the draw four.
What are your thoughts on that, Tyler?
No, because you can, you know how if you, like, play a red eight, you can play a yellow eight, and that changes the course of the game, right? Same thing.
We're
gonna have to check the rule book on that one.
I hear the words coming out of your mouth and I disagree.
You're wrong.
Thanks for your call, Simone. Well, look, I mean, most of the callers siding with you.
And 100% of the votes on our Instagram story poll also siding with me. You can totally stack a draw two on top of another draw two, and you know. So, Kribo, you're wrong again.
We live in a society of rule breakers.
Do you like living a life that's wrong?
Do you like living against the law is the question we really need to be asking.
Yep.
Obviously you do. New FM.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Kribo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, big game tonight, Tyler, which of course means you can win some tickets to go for free.
Yeah, we want to get you to the first night's home game of the season, taking on the Dolphins at McDonald Jones Stadium. If you want to win tickets to see the boys hopefully bring home a win and play Three of a Kind, call now 4967-4105.
Yeah, this is very easy. We just have three things that we name. You just got to work out what's the theme? What do they put through there? What's
so
the running
simple.
Thread?
Should I give you one now?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, little example.
Macca's, KFC, Hungry Jack's.
Crevo.
Buzz In. Yep.
Fast food.
Yeah, see?
See how easy that was? If you reckon you can do that sort of thing and you want free tickets to the Knights game versus the Dolphins for free.
Tonight.
4967-4105. Call now to get your free night's tickets as we play Three of a Kind. Up next, New FM.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is where you can score yourself today a double pass to go and see the Knights versus the Dolphins. This is a cracking game tonight.
Big first home game.
I know. A lot of people excited about this. And you could go for free.
Dane Gay, guys, 150th game too. Oh,
there'll be even that. There'll be a thrill in the sheds beforehand,
there's
won't there?
There's just a bit of a vibe around town already, don't you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, I reckon
I can feel it in the air.
In the waters.
Yeah. All right, let's meet our contestants for today.
We've got
Phil.
Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, mate?
Great. Just on my way to work.
I hope you get to knock off early so you can get to the game in time. Are you a Knights fan, Phil?
Huge Knights fan.
Good.
Hopefully it's an early Friday so I can knock off and go to the game.
Yeah, good.
You get it. You get it.
Yeah,
all right.
Early knockoff.
We've also got Billy from Nelson Bay. How is it out there this morning?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Hey, how you going?
Oh, never better, Billy. Never better.
Yeah,
what's on for your day today?
Oh, just on the way to work, do a bit of concrete. And...
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, busy day.
Big one.
Day.
It's going to be hot today, too. You knock off early?
No, never, mate.
You're a hard worker, Billy. Exactly. Maybe a cheeky beer afterwards, though?
No?
Okay.
Not me, mate.
Just a water.
Yeah, a couple of waters.
Yeah, fair enough. I get
healthy
that.
Healthy bloke.
Yep. All right.
Shall we go. Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Phil first.
Phil.
Nice. Billy?
Billy.
You got this. All right. Here we go. Let's get into it.
First one. Supra Yaris RAV4.
Phil.
Billy. Phil. What is it, Phil?
Brands of Toyota cars.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
That's one. First one on the board. Well done.
Next one. Thompson Seedless, Black Musket, Red Globe.
Billy. Yeah, go.
Port.
Oh, not. No. Good guess, though, but it's types of grapes.
Unfortunately. You're in the right area.
It's port before it turns into port.
Yeah. Close, but no points there.
Okay, next one. Sparkling Rosé Pinot Grigio.
Phil. Pots of wine.
That is correct, which means you're our winner.
Come back to see the Knights.
Yeah.
Go the Knights.
Oh, my God. Go the Dolphins. I'm shaking.
Billy, did you say go the Dolphins?
Go the Dolphins.
I can't wait to see the Knights.
Oh, this is wild. Hey, look, Billy, do you reckon we can get you back on Monday for another go?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, yes. Awesome. How good's that?
Awesome. Go the Dolphins. I'm glad he didn't win.
That's a bit mean to Billy.
No, it's mean to the Knights.
Look, anyone can have a favourite team. I'm not against that.
Not the Dolphins. Not today.
Okay. Fair enough. A lot of people probably happy Phil won.
Now, I like to play this game, What's a Superior, where we get producer Stephen in, he gives us a topic, and then basically you and I have to fight to the death.
Or...
To
see what's
prove
better.
Prove our point.
Yeah, it's possible technically that we could agree on it. Unlikely though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, welcome to the What's the Superior Dome, producer Stephen.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Very well. I'm keen to see the chaos.
Yes.
Okay. Step up.
Based on earlier chats this week, obviously we had Andrew Dunn in. He's opening Massa Madre next week. Yep. I want to know, what is the superior pizza topping?
Okay. Are you going to give us a couple of options, or should we just battle it out?
Going rogue.
Well, you got to sell me on it. So you two both tell me your favourite, I guess, and based on your arguments, I'll decide what is the superior.
Okay. Who wants to go up first? Are you ready in your mind, Tyler, or you want another minute and I'll do it?
No, I've got one.
Okay, you go for it.
Margarita, add mushrooms.
Okay, interesting.
Because... you will never fail with margarita. It's like going to a pub and getting bangers and mash, because when you get the bangers, you're getting like butcher quality sausages, right? You are getting the best of the best on the pizza, and you are getting a taste of the quality product that they are using. Less is more here, right? But nothing is better than adding mushrooms to a pizza.
Okay.
So you get just that, you get the taste of the quality product that they are using and the produce that they are using on the margarita, because they're using a quality tomato base, of course. If it's a good pizza shop, they're using a quality tomato base, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're using quality cheeses and fresh herbs. I don't want none of this dried crap.
Okay.
Fresh basil, but you've got to add mushrooms.
All right. I've heard what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll just firstly say there is nothing sadder than a couple of poor old, wrinkly old mushrooms on a pizza with no other toppings.
Not if you're going mad. Like, if there's a lot of mushroom on there with cheese on top, you're mad.
Hang on, it's my turn.
Okay, go, sorry.
So I would like to say that the meat lovers...
Oh, of course. That is my
the best
worst nightmare.
Pizza. And here's why. Firstly, with your sad old mushroom pizza, there's nothing crispy, no crispy element whatsoever on the top. Right, and with the meat lovers, you get the pepperoni, which gets that crispy element to it.
Lame.
The next thing that that meat lovers is best is because there's nothing better than some hot meat. That's what I always say, slipping that into your mouth.
Yeah, but see,
absolutely amazing.
I don't like a lot of meat on my pizza. So
then
this...
the sauce squirts into your mouth. And you are in heaven. That's what I always say.
Are you done over there?
Not quite.
Are you fantasizing over other
order
things
in the court.
That could not
order
be pizza?
In the court.
No, this is a pizza debate.
Is it? Are you sure?
So, I leave you this, listener. Do you prefer just a sad old pizza with a couple of square...
don't say it's sad.
...mushroom slices that have gotten dry in the oven on yours?
Oh, my God.
Or do you prefer a hot, like saucy... meat lovers in your mouth?
I've lost this battle before I've even started, because you like to poo-poo on everything that I like, and that's exactly what we've just witnessed here.
Okay.
And I know where Stephen's going to go with this, and you're both dead to me.
The producer, Stephen, where do you sit?
Well, I was going to say, you have lost this before you began, but it's because you picked a mushroom pizza. What a rogue decision.
Mushrooms are the best.
Okay, obviously we're going meat lovers today.
Absolutely. I'll take the win. Congratulations to Crevo. Well done. Let's just listen to that winning music for a second.
No, we can turn it off now because you're both dead to me. Shut up. I'm leaving.
The Novos.
The Novos. Tyler. Crevo. Tyler and Crevo. Feel Good Friday.
Crevo, right. After 7 o'clock, our trivia check back.
That it is.
$300.
Oh,
is that
good?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, quick maths.
$300 going into the weekend would be fantastic.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, though, bit of an interesting chat about the birds and the bees.
Okay.
So we'll be dealing with all of that and how you have that chat with your kids up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And Stephen joins the show now because it's a bit of a story from someone you know, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. A lady I work with, I used to work with at Bunnings. She's quite upset on Facebook. Basically, the crux of the story is that she's got young children.
Yeah.
And her year six child has come home from school and he's been given the birds and the bees chat at school. And she thinks it's too early and parents should be consulted before this kind of stuff happens.
I think year six, is totally fine for students to be learning about the birds and the bees. That's the year that I'm pretty sure I was still definitely in primary school when we got the first chat.
Primary school, though, that feels like there should be an air of innocence to it.
I feel like, though, particularly young women, they're going through puberty at that age, if not younger. So, like, imagine if they didn't know about any of this as it's happening to them, right?
I'm just working out. I think are you 10 years old?
No, you're 11 or 12 in year 6.
I think you're 10 turning 11.
That's what I thought. Which is...
Are you?
Yeah, feels a year or two too early. Like, just wait till they get to high school.
She said when your child comes home from school with a book about puberty, he's only 10 years old, too early to teach him about this stuff, is her exact post. So he's 10.
I would... And, you know, I was on the younger side, so I would have been maybe 9 turning 10. To get that is pretty early.
I totally disagree.
You reckon it's bang on?
I think it's totally bang on because, as I said, young women are facing puberty at sometimes 8, 9, 10 years old. So imagine if these girls don't have a clue about what their bodies, how their bodies are changing, what's happening to their bodies. It's madness to let children go through that without any education around it.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Yeah, it's... Well, but neither of us have kids, so I guess we'd be looking for your help on this. 4967-4105. Is primary school too early to be having the birds and the bees chat? Instinctively, it feels a little bit early, but like I said, I don't have kids. You're saying absolutely go for it.
Just, like, basing it off my own experiences when I was that age... Perfect.
Okay.
Totally fine.
4967-4105. Give us a call. We'd love to get your opinions. And, of course, best callers on the air get the John Wick tickets. So we're doing an exclusive preview. You'll see it before everyone else.
Yeah.
If you want to get them, just share your opinion. 4967-4105. Is primary school too early to have the birds and the bees chat? New FM.
Yeah, we are talking birds and the bees and what age is appropriate to start the chat with the kids.
Yeah.
After producer Stephen saw someone online basically not happy that year 6 students were being taught the birds and the bees chat.
Yeah, and instinctively I thought that's a bit young, but then you've brought up the point that, you know, girls and, you know, are going through it a lot younger these days.
Yep.
So people need to be educated. So, and we don't have kids, so we're looking for a bit of your feedback on this one.
Totally. And we've got Robbie up first in Charlestown. Hi, Robbie.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Is primary school too early?
No.
Okay. I don't think so either. Why?
I've got adult children. I'm raising 2 grandchildren.
Yeah.
And my sister in 5th class got her period.
Yeah, see?
So you got to be early.
And you don't have to give them the full-blown birds and the bees. They could just be teaching them about, well, at this age your body's changing and it's going to start doing...
Certain different things. Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe like a shortened-down version or
puberty
something.
Puberty and your body's changing and then maybe... The raunchier stuff a bit later, if you know what I mean.
I'll save that for high school.
Yep. Let's go to Brandon in Curry. Hey, Brandon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's absolutely correct. I myself own an amusement ride company, so I deal with many, many thousands of kids each year.
Yep.
And they are learning so many things off TikTok and stuff so young these days. I think it would be better to come from the parents
rather than the teachers. Well-educated people in the community.
I agree totally as well. And then also there's nothing to be ashamed when you're talking about your body changing as
Like
Brendan has said, these days it's better they hear it from a safe, reliable source instead of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people on our Facebook are saying, nope, I had the talk with my too early, no slang words, correct terminology, open communication, that's life.
That sounds like an intelligent person. I like that.
Totally. High number of girls now start their period between year 5 and year 6. They need awareness to normalise it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an appropriate age. Someone else has said, not young at all. I think year 5 and year 6 is a perfect age to find out. The school programs are very educational. The kids do find this stuff out themselves before these talks at school and on social media and Google anyway. So
it's
better to be coming from a reliable source.
That's so true. Let's wrap this up with Megan in Callaghan. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, look, I think Tyler is bang on. They are absolutely spot on. That is the right age group. How else do we empower our children to know about their bodies?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I also, do you agree, Megan, that open communication is the best way to do it? Because if they're learning 100%. Online, how there's so much conflicting information on the internet, right?
100%. Don't use, you know, keywords. Use the right terminology. Do all that.
Yep. And I feel like the earlier you chat to them, the more comfortable children are about it. And that's going to help them grow up with, you know, feeling comfortable just within themselves and in their own body and all that type of stuff as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And knowing as a parent or even as an adult person in their life that you're the safe person they can come to when they want to question things.
Totally. That's exactly right. And you want to build that comfortable relationship with your parents. Mandy has commented on our Facebook post as well, saying, I learned about it in Year 6 way back in 1976. Didn't harm me, although I still know how to put a condom on a banana, which is pretty useless.
Good point. Well made.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$300 today, Crevo.
Wouldn't that be fantastic to start your weekend off?
Oh, yes, please. $300, what are you spending it on?
$300 straight in the account. That's a tough one. I've got, actually, you know what I would like?
What?
A new, like, portable speaker.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Just to have with, like, you got to take it in the car when you're at the beach and stuff. Just
good.
Useful. I'd get something nice.
I would like $300 to pay back, to replenish my bank account after paying more than that to get my hair cut yesterday.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that $390?
Something like that.
Oh, heavy.
I know.
It's broke.
So if anyone wants to donate money to me, please do.
Are you starting to GoFundMe for your hair?
Yes,
precisely. I feel like that's a story arc we'll do on the show on Monday.
Could be. Right now, though, we want to give someone else $300. And if you want to donate it to me, please do. Call now. We'll play Trivia Check next. 4967 4105. If you want $300 going into the weekend, all you got to do is answer one question correctly and you win the money. Call now. 4967 4105.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
300 bickies on the line here.
Happy days. Hopefully someone wins it this morning because, you know, I just like giving away the radio station money.
Especially on a Friday, right?
Always good. Going into the weekend, just holding that little sack of 50s. Yeah, look what I've got.
Thank you very much.
Drinks on you.
Oh, yeah. Your shout all weekend.
Exactly.
Goodbye, $300.
Yeah, why not, though? Enjoy your life. Let's meet our contestant for this morning as Kayla steps up to the plate from Waratah West.
Oh, she's from my hood. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You feeling lucky?
Yes, very lucky.
You feeling like you're about to be $300 richer?
Yep.
Good.
Question for you, Kayla. Have you seen Tyler around?
In the hood?
No.
Okay. I'm incognito.
Yeah, you often got your sunnies on and that, don't you? Even inside.
Hoodie, hood.
Yeah, down.
Hat. No one knows who I am.
That's right. Paparazzi chase you, otherwise they hound you. All right, Kayla, let's get into this. Of course, do you know how this works? Yeah, one question separating you and the money right now and a 5-second timer to hold you accountable.
Okay.
Here we go. Timer at the ready. Don't let it get in your head, all right?
How many keys are on a modern standard size piano?
36.
Is it 36, Tyler?
It is not 36.
Oh, no. Unfortunately not.
I'm so sorry, Kayla. It's 88. That's a lot, isn't it? That's so many.
That's so many.
I know, right?
That many.
I thought it would have been like 30 or 42.
Anyway, that's why you guys aren't piano players.
Yeah, precisely. Sorry, Kayla. That does mean, though, on Crevo, Monday.
3:25 Monday is what Tyler was trying to say.
What he said. Now, yesterday, Crevo, I let you and Stephen know that I had a big rager coming up last night. I needed your tips on hangover cures. I needed a Dezo. I said I needed you to come and pick me up on your way to work at 4 a.m. this morning.
Didn't get a call. Didn't get a call.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Because
I was pretty drunk.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
From your book club?
Yep.
Now, at the book club, tell us how it all went down. Because you were saying, like, there was going to be beer pong, people were dancing, like, dancing on tables, stuff like that.
Like frat party vibes, yeah. None of that happened.
Yeah, because it's a book club with old ladies.
We had a beautiful dinner
knitting party.
Session. And it was actually quite an emotional book, so we actually sat at the table at dinner and cried.
All of you cried?
No, but there were parts that made us very emotional.
Sad.
I know.
See, like, you know what makes me, like, really does make me upset?
What?
Seeing, like, old people cry.
Yeah.
And that, like, in and amongst those, like, wrinkly old people you'd be with, they'll be all crying. Isn't that, doesn't that make you sad?
Old people, Crevo. I'm telling you, the oldest member of our book club would be, like, 32.
I just don't believe it.
I swear to God.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God. Honestly, though, I was going in, like, I was revving up. I thought we were going to have a big party.
A big rager.
None of that happened.
Oh, God.
So disappointing. Also, too, one of the members didn't read the book, didn't even show up. Blamed gastro.
Well, that is the sounds of gastro, I guess.
So now...
That's a big scandal, is it, for your
scandalous old
lady team?
Now, they're like, we've got to put them on a performance improvement plan because it's like, if you want to be a part of this book club, this is exclusive book club. You need to be able to actually show up. There's one requirement in this book club. You know what it is? Reading the book.
This sounds so dull.
Shock horror.
You know what? I think for a book club, even it sounds boring. Like all of these dull requirements.
No, it was actually pretty good. We had a few wines. We had a lovely dinner. We made some gnocchi. We made some garlic bread. Very Italian vibes. It was really good.
Nice.
We read an amazing book. if you've not heard of this book, get on. It's called Heartstrong by Elodie Pullen. A couple of years ago, her partner, he was like a world famous snowboarder, Chumpy Pullen, passed away. It's basically about her story. So and how she like gave birth to his child 9 months after he passed. 18 months after he passed away.
Okay.
Very emotional. Get on the book. It was great. Book club is like raging.
It doesn't sound like it.
We were raging.
A big scandal.
I'm so hungover. I need a Red Bull. I need fried chicken. I need 10 coffees. And I need to go and have a nap because these lights are too bright in here. I'm so hungover.
New FM.
Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
Novos. Novos. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
On Happy St. Patrick's Day, if you're celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Good excuse to have a Guinness.
Is that, I was going to say, what's the beer they drink?
Guinness.
Guinness. Is it that dark stuff?
Sure is. Whoa. A little foamy on top.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like a Guinness. I like a dark beer.
I had a dark beer once and I thought I was just drinking dirt that was straight out of the road.
Is it possible, right?
Yeah.
That you were drinking dirt.
Poured it out of a tap behind the bar, so...
Like a little jug behind there.
Could have just been coming. It could have been just connected straight to the road. Who knows?
I don't think it was.
Could have been.
But it's possible that you were pranked.
I could have been.
Because it doesn't taste like that.
I didn't enjoy it. I don't like dark beer.
Anyway, each to their own.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
You can have a cocktail with a little green food colouring in it.
Oh, yeah. That's green fairy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, that makes you see things, doesn't it?
Sure does. That's a whole separate issue, though.
Next, though, because producer Stephen and I aren't original Novocastrians, we've since recently moved here in the last couple of years. There is one thing in Newcastle that has stumped us both.
This entertains me.
Oh, my God. It's embarrassing to even say it out loud, but we're both going to reveal exactly what it is next.
New FM.
Now, a couple of years ago when I first moved here, Crevo, my partner Marcus, took me to a little humble joint called Harry Schnitzel Joint.
Yes.
He was like, yeah, this is the goods. We've got to go here.
Tasty.
And the first few times we were there, we'd order our schnitzel, we'd order whatever we, you know, wrap or tenders, whatever.
Yeah.
And then after we'd make our order, the person serving us would go, one schnitzel, please, Harry. And I was like, oh, that's cool. The bloke behind the fry cooking all the schnitzels, his name's Harry. And I didn't really, I just thought that in my mind. I just internalized that. And then producer Stephen brought it up with us again the other day. And producer Stephen, what happened when you went to Harry Schnitzel Joint for the first time?
Yeah, I got swindled as well. Similar story. Like when I first moved here, my housemate was showing me around and she was like, this is an institution. Like Harry Schnitzel Joint is an institution in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, so cool. But I didn't realize there was multiple. I didn't realize it was franchise. I thought this was like the Harry Schnitzel
Joint. One in Jezzo, one in Newey West. I think there's one out in Thornton as well, in the Junction too.
There's a new one going up. Yeah, down at the lake as well. There's a new one being built or almost finished.
Yeah, so same as you. I thought like the Harry was behind the fryer. I was like, this is so cool.
So authentic.
I believe this up until, I've been in Newcastle. This is embarrassing to say. I've been in Newcastle for like 8 months now. I believe that was the Harry until about 2 weeks ago when I looked behind. I was like, this is a different dude than the first time they served
me. That's not Harry. Bro, I've been here 2 years and it was really only the other week I was like, that isn't, that's, his name's not, he, everyone, I've been to the Junction one, I've been to the Jezzo one, I'm like,
he gets around.
They can't hire, that's discrimination just to hire Harry's. Like, what about the poor bloke that's named Jack that can cook a schnitty?
See, I did not, like, the first time I had it was the Jasmine one.
Yeah.
Did not fool me for the slightest because...
Oh, aren't you good?
No, because I was like, there's no way that 14-year-old kid has started this whole thing, right? It's just not possible. He hasn't built this whole business, right?
4967-4105. Did you get done by Harry Schnitzel Joint as well, or are producer Stephen and I the only two nitwits in Newcastle to fall victim to this stupid joke? I genuinely thought the dude behind the fryers was named Harry, and producer Stephen thought it was the Harry. 4967-4105. Did you get gypped by Harry Schnitzel Joint as well? Best callers will score themselves a double pass to see John Wick Chapter 4, an exclusive preview at Event Cinemas in Katara next Wednesday night. You'll be the first in town to see it. I mean, also too, if you didn't get stung by Harry Schnitzel Joint.
If you're like me and you just knew all along, you can call as
this
well.
This is an opportunity for you to grill us because we probably deserve it.
Absolutely. Deserve a roasting. We'll do it next. New FM.
And we want to know on 4967-4105, did you get stung by Harry Schnitzel Joint thinking that the bloke making all the schnitzels was actually the Harry? Because producer Stephen and I did, and now we feel like absolute idiots when we've realised that's actually not the case.
You both got harried.
We did.
It's like it's a fun marketing thing they say every time. Oh, one schnitzel, please, Harry. We know that. Well, I knew straight away. I did not.
Producer Stephen did
not.
That's
a bit of fun. You know, at the time, I went, oh, that's fun. So obviously, he's not there.
We thought, oh, maybe, surely we're not the only ones in Newcastle that thought the same thing. But it almost appears so because we've got barely any phone calls.
Yeah, it's just you two. Also, Michelle on Instagram has said, the person who owns Harry Schnitzel Joint is called Harry.
Yeah, Michelle, we know that now.
We got that.
We figured that out. Thanks.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Harry, you cheeky dog. I'm with you guys. I'm a long-time local, and I'm absolutely shook. I thought he was out the back there, just the hardest worker in Newcastle, just frying up all these schnitzels and serving them out.
Thank you.
How embarrassing.
So embarrassing. But I feel comfort, Katie, knowing that I'm not the only one in Newcastle.
It's been Harry.
Tyler, it's me, mate. I wouldn't think... no, I'm pretty dodgy.
Maybe we're just a bit tapped, a bit slow.
What's your local one, Katie?
Oh, I go everywhere, man, but I thought he was like, I don't know, did they clone him? I didn't really think about it.
She goes everywhere and apparently so does Harry.
Yes, apparently so. Oh, well, there's only three of you in Newcastle who got Harry.
The part rest of an exclusive club.
The rest of us got it.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, and it's set to be a warm weekend, so definitely beach weather, especially that Sunday. Ooh, she gonna be hot.
Hot.
Indeed.
Crevo, did you know that today's World Sleep Day?
I did not.
Have you ever chucked a sickie because you've had a rough night's sleep?
Nah.
Did you know that?
Not weak like that.
25% of this country, 25% of Australians have admitted to doing that.
A quarter?
Yep.
Take a sickie because they didn't sleep well.
Tired, yep.
Weak.
We do have a sleep expert on the show next. Her name's Alina. She's an Emma ambassador and sleep expert to give us some hot tips if you do struggle to get to sleep at night to celebrate World Sleep Day. We'll get her on the show next.
Exactly. Waking up with the Novos, 8:04, New FM.
What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? What's on the way?
A paparazzi has managed to snap a pic of Pedro Pascal's coffee order, and it is absurd.
Oh, I love this. I love getting to know, like, the intricate details of celebs, you know?
I know. Now, though, being World Sleep Day, we've decided to get an expert on.
Because I feel like you and I both need to, well, you particularly need to get your act together when it comes to sleeping. So, Emma ambassador and sleep expert Alina joins us on the show right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, to kick it off, this stat that a quarter of Australians have chucked a sickie because they've had a bad night's sleep. How many Australians are suffering from not getting a good night's sleep? This is wild.
It is wild. We haven't scored very well on the sleep front. Emma research shows that more than, like, most Australians actually believe that they don't get good sleep. They're dissatisfied with their sleep quality. And we're only getting a bit over 6 hours sleep a night.
Wow. Well, Crevo over here only gets about 4 to 5 hours sleep a night, Alina. This is, like, Crevo! This is awful. And what are some of the long-term effects of this,
God,
Alina?
Don't tell me. Tell me, though.
Okay, some of the effects of not sleeping well. Okay, so mentally, I hope it's okay to say this. Okay, your brain won't be functioning as well. You won't be able to concentrate.
Oh, no.
Slower response times emotionally. You might be more grumpy,
yep.
Not as happy.
Yep.
Mood swings. Physically, you might be aging faster.
Oh, no, and I am very conscious of that. Because I'm losing a lot of hair, you know. Is that because of that?
Oh, no. It could be related. It could be.
Oh, jeez.
You can easily put on more weight. If
yeah,
you
that's that. Definitely an issue too. God.
Yeah, less energy.
See, that's naughty, Crevo. You need to be more like me.
Go to sleep 7
p.m. Switch off all your devices, get into bed by 8 p.m., read a chapter and go to sleep and get a good 8 hours. Now, that is how you get a good night's sleep, isn't it, Alina?
It's one of the ways. And
you're so diplomatic. I know this is killing you inside.
Well, to be fair to Crevo, it's really hard for a lot of people. And people that sleep well often cannot understand people that don't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to say, the people that don't sleep well, sometimes it's really hard because there's not a lot of empathy for what, you know, for what they experience.
Yeah,
That's so true. Now, quick question as well. Tyler's partner, Marcus, he gets to sleep really well, but then he's, like, waking up through the night from what I've seen.
Yeah,
and
from what you've seen.
No, from what you've talked about
yeah,
on the show, he's always waking up.
To maintain a good night's sleep. So I guess for other people in the same boat, what are some tips to manage this?
If people are waking up during the night, so usually it's going to be related to our stress levels,
yeah.
Okay? So the more relaxed we are, the more likely we are to sleep through the night. That's kind of the crux of it. So
you're stressing him out, Tyler,
probably.
You need to be better to him. I think that's the key.
I'm very good to him, thank you very much. Jesus.
Does his waking up wake you up?
Nah, I hear him, like, toddle off for a wee every now and then, but not really. Nah, I'm a pretty good sleeper. I'm very lucky.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. Hey, just to wrap things up, what's the best way we can get, you know, your information and tips? You got Instagram? Is that where we can find you?
Yeah, you can go to the.sleep.expert and Emma Australia. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Amazing. And how are you celebrating World Sleep Day today, Alina?
I won't be sleeping, unfortunately, but I will be going to bed early tonight.
Good girl. See, that's how you do it. Alina, Emma Ambassador and Sleep Expert, thanks for joining us on the show. And, best of luck to Novocastrians who might need to take on some of those hot tips to get a good night's sleep.
Happy sleep day.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Is this a cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, hit us.
Yeah, I feel like you guys being early risers can appreciate this one. Pedro Pascal, the star of Last of Us, has been snapped outside Starbucks getting a coffee. And for those who are unfamiliar, Starbucks, they like staple your order onto the cup. So in the photo, people have zoomed in and they can see what his order is, right?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
And with Starbucks as well, you can order all sorts of crazy coffees. They'll do anything.
Yeah.
Anything for a dollar.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this should be off limits. This should be illegal. His order was, if you zoom in close enough, you go look real tight, you can see that his order is an ice cold espresso, extra ice, 6 shots. He gets 6 shots in his coffee.
Now, that doesn't sound too bad.
I'm telling you, if you're having 6 shots in one coffee, that's doing things to your inside that no one wants to know about.
It is quite a lot, but I start the day with a triple.
What?
Do you really?
Yeah.
That would hit my bowels.
Wow.
And I'd have to run for the hills.
So, yeah, I have a triple at like whatever it is before I come here.
A triple espresso?
Yeah.
Wow.
On ice. I just put it on ice to cool it right down.
Oh my God, yeah.
Little drop of milk. And then I have like one or two doubles at least.
Honestly, that. Wow. I would hate to know what your insides are like.
No wonder you don't sleep.
Way too. Yeah. There is way too much. That's way too much coffee
that's
for
not
one
that
person.
Much.
I have one coffee.
Yeah.
At 10 a.m. every day, cannot have any more after that because your girl won't sleep.
That's all.
And also too.
That's why you love a book club. Because you're 90 years old.
Shut up.
Young people can have more than one boring coffee.
But also people with severe gut problems. Oh my God. My stomach would be a volcano.
Me
if I
you
had
both.
That.
Good
oh
to
God.
Know.
Damn.
It feels good
to be the Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
Now, Crevo, very exciting, of course. The Knights' first home game tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. And, of course, we have to award someone the honour of being the Knights' kid for the first season of 2023. Now, Lexi doesn't know.
That's right.
So, pretty sure we've got her mum on the phone right now. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Now, we hear you've got a pretty big Knights fan in your household, Jess.
Yes, I do.
Who would that be?
My daughter, Lexi.
And did you happen to register Lexi for our new FM Knights kid on our website through the week?
Yes, I did.
Well, big news. Congratulations. It's Lexi who's going to be the next new FM Knights kid.
For next year.
Tonight. Are you serious?
Yeah, we're serious, sis.
Oh, my God. I've got her sitting in front of me. She's crying.
Oh. Oh, Lexi, are you excited?
Are you excited?
Oh, she's speechless. The poor darling. Oh, well, this is going to be so exciting for Lexi and for you too, Jess. Lexi
Congrats.
Gets to run the ball out. Oh, my God, for the first home game of the season. This is going to be huge. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh,
this is what a great
pleasure.
Moment. And this is what the Knights kid is all about, is bringing that excitement and that thrill to the young kids of Newcastle who love the Knights and just want to be a part of it. So well done to you, Lexi. And thanks for Jessica for submitting her name.
Thank you so much. This means the world to her.
Oh, have the best time. Go the Knights, Lexi.
Thank you.
Oh,
so cute.
Lovely. Oh, thanks, guys, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, Crevo, yesterday after the show, went down to Side Pocket Espresso. You know where it's kind of tucked away in that little corner where the BP is in Mayfield?
I know exactly where it is. Amazing toasted sandwiches.
Oh, great coffee too.
Oof,
such a good spot. Anyway, yes. So I'm in there and you know how there's like a laundromat and the servo and like a few other bits and pieces, a few other shops in there. I pull in, park up, go in to get my coffee and this car kind of pulls in behind me and he parks at the petrol bowser. And I'm like, oh, yeah, all good, no worries, whatever. I felt bad because I took the last park, right? But then I was like, oh, he's fueling up, not bothered. This man then proceeds to get out of his car, gets his dirty laundry out of the boot and takes it into the laundromat and starts doing his washing whilst his car is parked at the petrol bowser. He doesn't even look in the direction of the fuel bowser, not even interested in fueling up his car. He parked at the petrol bowser to do his laundry and to do his shopping and all the rest of it.
Hang on a second.
What?
I mean, you're blowing up at this guy.
Yeah.
But he's a customer of that complex too.
He's not a customer of the servo. He's not purchased one single thing from there, not even fuel, whilst he's parked at the fuel bowser.
It's all one complex. It's fine.
It's not a car park.
And he's just gone to drop the bit of laundry. That's fine.
Well,
you're
for the 20
out.
Minutes that I was at Side Pocket Espresso, he was parked there the whole time. And then a truck came in and was waiting for this car to move so he could fuel up.
Why didn't the truck go to one? There's so many bowsers along there.
They're all full.
Well, he could have gone to one of the others. He didn't have to wait for that guy.
This is wrong.
It's fine.
It is not okay to park at a petrol bowser to then go do your shopping and your laundry.
The petrol bowser spots, that's parking as well.
No,
it's not. Everyone thinks.
It is not.
Everyone gets very dramatic about it. Yeah, day before yesterday, I went into a 7-Eleven at Lambton, I think it was, and I just pulled up to a bowser because it's so easy, right? I ran in, got myself a little Almond Magnum and went out.
That's criminal. No petrol.
No petrol. No,
criminal.
No, here's the thing, right? It's private property, so you're not breaking any parking laws, but so who cares?
But you also need to respect the other people that need the services of the fuel to use said service. 4967 4105. Let's put this to the people, Crevo, because you and I clearly cannot agree on this. Parking at the petrol bowser to go and do your laundry and your shopping. Is this okay? Can you do it?
Tyler says you can't.
Absolutely not.
I'm saying you can. Am I not a customer too?
Not at the servo.
What about, yeah, no, if I am, right, but not buying fuel, what about my rights? What about my convenience? Well, it's not all about you, you know.
Do another lap and find another park, a respectful park.
It's fine.
4967 4105. Is it okay to park at the petrol bowser to not fuel up, to do your shopping and everything else?
Stop being so dramatic about it.
Nah.
Best callers on air, get tickets to John Wick Chapter 4, our exclusive preview screening. New FM.
And yesterday I saw something in the BP Mayfield that was criminal behaviour, Crevo. All the car parks had been taken up. Some bloke decided just to park at the petrol bowser to then go into the laundromat, not even using the petrol.
Now, look, I know it's the popular opinion.
It's not. Correct thing to do.
Hang on. I know it's the popular opinion that you can't park at a petrol bowser if you're not buying petrol, but actually, secretly, there's a lot of people that don't. And if you're not, like, I think people will be scared to admit it, but I'm not afraid. Not afraid to say what I really think.
Well, let's get Newcastle to settle this then, shall
okay.
we?
Okay. So, is it right or wrong? Is it okay to park at a bowser if you're not getting petrol? Like, if you just want a quick ice cream like I did, a little Almond Magnum in and out was fine.
That's wrong.
Nobody died. Anyway.
Let's go to Ruben up first in Warners Bay. Hi, Ruben.
G'day, mate.
Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm with Crebo there. Freaking parking the park spots. Like, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. A bit of common sense.
You just like breaking rules and putting other people out, which is rude.
No, it's fine. So, you're so fussy with this sort of thing.
It's just inconvenient, especially when there's some other poor bloke that's trying to use the fuel bowser. Rude.
Okay. All right, Tracy's up next in Thornton. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Now, are you Team Tyler or are you Team Crevo?
No, I'm Team Tyler.
Thank you. Oh. A sensible woman.
And you know what? That's what's wrong with the world. People are inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm. And entitled. What is this with this sense of entitlement that you think you can just park anywhere to inconvenience someone else to get your stuff done?
Yeah, and the truck that you mentioned that was parked there?
Yeah.
That is probably the only bowser that he can use.
Yeah.
That truck can.
How could you possibly know that, Tracy? You weren't there.
Because I drive a truck. That's why. And there is only certain bowsers at some service stations that trucks can get into and be able to get out of the service station.
You tell him, Tracy.
Okay, fair
Tracy
enough.
Just served you hard.
She sure did. Steve's up next in East Maitland. How are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Doing well. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Can you park? Can anyone just park at a bowser?
Only when they're filling up. You've got to be on Team Tyler because, like, she's on the ball there. Where, as a truck driver, I used to be a truck driver myself. They'd be just like saying, I'm going to park in a disabled car park, even though I'm not disabled.
To
go do my shopping.
I agree with you, Steve.
I feel that's very different.
No, I agree.
I feel that's very different.
100%. Let's wrap this up with Amanda in Thornton. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. Tell us your thoughts on this.
I think it should be timed. I think that there's a time limit to how long you can be there. Because it's not just, it's not a car park, but run in, get an ice cream, Crevo. I probably would have forgiven you for that.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
20 minutes. Yep. I don't know. I don't count me on your team yet, Crevo.
Oh, I've already done it. I've already taken the points on the scoreboard.
She's not. It's not a car park.
I agree. And it's inconveniencing other people. And like Tracy said, the entitlement that these people think they've got, Amanda.
Yes, I know. But even, sorry, Taylor, but the people who get petrol and then go inside for the petrol station for 10, 15 minutes. And you're waiting behind them. That's just as bad.
No,
you're
it
right.
Isn't.
I think it should be timed. Yeah, you're right.
Now, so hang on. Just before you go. So you're saying even if they've bought petrol, they don't get the right to be there any longer?
No.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. We very strong
Amanda
opinion
said
there.
It. I agree.
Look, Amanda was on my team. I'm taking that
no,
point.
She
so
was
I had Amanda
not.
And Ruben were split down the middle.
No, it was 3-1 to me. Thank you very much. Let's wrap this up. It's Friday. I've got to go.
Okay. We'll call it a tie. Fair enough.
No,
I hear
that's
what you're saying,
not how
and I
it works,
agree.
You idiot.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm glad we settled another debate.
Have an awesome weekend. If you're heading out to Wine Machine, I'll see you there.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great weather, so enjoy that. Get out to the beaches. Enjoy the best that Newcastle has to offer. And we will see you on Monday.
See ya!